would like to share the result of the recent survey with you. We tried as much as possible to make sure that a good number of our parishioners, you know, partake of this particular exercise. And so we had about 224 completed surveys, which is a phenomenal response. And so we are all fully grateful to all of you for taking part in this awesome exercise. And we have here some highlights. And so I'm going to highlight about three of the survey that we think are quite striking and impressive. The first one is, it says here, we ask how you are feeling. And then on a scale of 1 to 5, the average response was 3.71, which is excellent. Then the second one was, we ask, how is St. Bernard Parish doing in serving your needs? On a scale of 1 to 5, the average response was 3.75. Excellent, too. And then we ask you to prioritize the areas we should focus on for the next 6 to 9 months. You identify these 5 areas. 1, care ministry. 2, youth ministry. 3, liturgy. 4, faith formation. And 5, family life. So the next step in the process will be for us to use the information you provided for us to form an action plan. So next Wednesday, the executive committee and the parish mission planning committee, we are going to meet to work on this information and then establish an action plan, pastoral plan for that number of months. So we look forward to having a good time with that. Now, for the homily of today, it's really indeed amazing how many people, even of our days, our own time, you know, just like the people of the Old Testament, the Israel of old, share in the same idea about God in terms of how he relates to us. You know, we have this idea, just as they, we have this idea that God is remote from us, that God is far away from getting involved in human affairs, that he is lacking in compassion for the victims of misfortune and all kinds of ills. And so, you know, that this God can only or must be perceived in the spectacular, such as lightning, thunder, earthquake. But the readings of today will tell us something different about God. And so primarily, the lessons taught today from these readings are that God has always been with his people from time immemorial. But in a very special way, God's word came to earth in the person of Jesus Christ. And coming in the person of Jesus Christ, he came as the very image of God the Father to present to us or to convey to us the final truth about who God really is. And so Jesus used his messages, signs, and his own very life to convey to us the fact that in him, God is very, very near and available to us to quiet our fears, our worries, our doubts. And so in a loving and friendly approach, he does that, through signs and wonders. In a loving, friendly, gentle approach, he communicates that to us. In Jesus, God is not only near, but is always moving in our direction. It's moving in our direction, just as we saw in the first reading, Elijah. Elijah was escaping, but he met God. First, he met God through the angel. The angel brought him food, just as we also can encounter God in so many, God using so many signs, using human beings, using events for us to encounter him. So Elijah did the same. And then, of course, eventually he heard the voice of God in that gentle breeze. Therefore, it is not so much a matter of finding him, but of recognizing the Lord's nearness in those circumstances of our life. Because that's what really matters. Can we recognize his presence around us, in people, in events? However, to experience this wonderful truth, living faith is required. Living faith is required. At the beginning of this matter, I said, if we can develop the art of finding God, of recognizing God, it's all about living faith. This kind of faith comes directly from God. On the day of our baptism, the Holy Spirit gave us the most precious gift of all, and that is faith in Christ Jesus. At our baptism, it was planted upon our soul. When speaking of faith in Christ Jesus, we often tend to mean that we believe all that Jesus taught or everything that the church teaches in his name. Faith in Christ Jesus actually means much more than that. On the day of our baptism, the Spirit gave us the light to understand Jesus' teachings and also a trust in his power and goodness, and a conviction of his closeness to us. You see, these three things are important. Understanding his teachings, which is like having an understanding heart. Then, of course, trusting in his power and goodness, and being convinced that he is very close to us. This trust and conviction prompts the Christian to abandon himself into Jesus' hands, come what may. It does not, however, shield us from the hard knocks of life and death, which at times results to doubts and fears on our part. And we all experience that in one way or the other. We see this in the case of the great prophet Elijah. In the first reading, Elijah was a man of great faith. And because of his opposition to idolatry, Queen Jezebel, the wife of Ahab, wanted to kill him. You know, after that encounter on Mount Carmel, where he demonstrated the power of God. And in the end, many people flocked to him, and then the prophets of Baal were slaughtered. And Queen Jezebel was angry and went after Elijah. So Elijah fled to the desert and took refuge in a cave. The main point here is that God sought him out, not the other way around, attended to him, and encouraged him to continue the journey. Elijah experienced God's nearness and tender, loving care. Last weekend also, just another example, the gospel presents to us the multiplication of the loaves and the two fish with which Jesus fed the people. This was another way that Jesus was leading the people to faith in him. And then this particular Sunday, he did the same. You know, the occasion was for the apostles and the people to experience God's tender love and closeness to his people by what he did when he walked upon that turbulent sea and calming the fears of the apostles, reassuring them of his ever-abiding presence in their midst, even during crisis moment. The truth is that whenever we get upset over something, it will always be because we fail to recognize Jesus in that or in those events or in the persons that upset us. Nothing ever happens to us in which God does not have a hand in it, except sin. Courage, Jesus told the apostles on that very day, it is I, do not be afraid. What a tremendous power and encouragement the words of Jesus Christ contain. The trouble is that we do not stop to listen to those words in the midst of our worries and fears. Now the question will be, what is it that keeps us awake? What is it that keeps us awake at night? It probably will be thinking about what tomorrow holds for us. Probably it's about our children and their situations. It could be our health. It could be our spouse, and so on and so forth. Or it could be even the coronavirus and the issues that go with it. Yes, as we grapple with all of these things, doubts and worries will certainly come. as to where God is in all of this. Jesus is in the midst of it all, and Jesus works towards us. Whenever we are in trouble, just as he did today, he's always working towards us because he wants to help us. He is never far from us. We just need to recognize him and call out to him in faith. Jesus is neither far nor unconcerned about us in our troubles. St. Paul himself was deeply grateful to Jesus for having brought him to faith in him through the many difficulties he encountered, including what he was grappling with, the fact that his own people rejected the Messiah. Despite all that, how close God was to them, how God has favored Israel, yet the whole nation, we're not talking about some individuals among them, but the whole nation rejected him. So that was something he had to suffer. That was something he had to continue to wonder. You know, he couldn't get an answer to doubt. So that could also create in him some kind of worries and doubt. So St. Paul also had his own share of doubts and worries. But yet, his trust in his master knew no bounds. But there is this prayer of St. Paul, which comes handy for us too in moments of acute trial when we fail to understand God's plans and ways, and when everything becomes dark around us. This is the prayer. Lord, go ahead with your plans for me. At the moment, they are painful mystery to me, but I put all my trust in your goodness and power, and I know that one day I will rejoice at the outcome. May your power and love be forever praised. Amen.